Shami, welcome to Haber Swifts. It's only a month ago that you were on the receiving end of quite a dramatic 4-3 win for Habers when you were playing for Avely. So how does it feel to be back here, but now in the home dressing room?
Oh, it feels good, and they really welcomed me good there. And they wanted me first, and then I decided to go to Avely, but I didn't like it there, and then I decided to come back here. But my first game was good, everything was fantastic. I like everyone in the changing room, the manager, the fans, everyone was good.
And are there players that you're familiar with that play for Haybridge?
Yeah, I played with Paul Whitey at Witcham Town last season. We won playoffs together, and yeah, I've got quite a few guys that I play with, like Diamond, quite a lot of guys that I play with.
And it was only about, a year ago that you were actually on a one-year contract with Witton, weren't you? So has it been quite a busy year for you?
Yeah, it's been quite a busy year for me. I just came off contract last month for Witham Town. I was not happy there, but I had to come off and then start afresh as a player. So Cliff been wanting me here, so I think I'm going to give the best for the club, work hard for people to stay up in the league and for all the fans out there.
And what sort of, how would you describe yourself as a player? Where do you see your strengths?
Yeah, my strength, myself, I'm a runner. I've got pace. I use pace all the time. So I'm a great finisher as well. I don't miss chances. So I got confidence in myself. So when I got chance, I'll use it.
And what's the feeling in the dressing room after today's 0-0 draw? Is there relief that they didn't lose, or is there frustration that there weren't many chances in the game?
Yeah, we get quite clear chances, to be fair, and then we miss them. But in the changing room, everything was positive. You know, everything was alright because the manager told us that one of us got sent off, so we worked hard for the team. So it was a good 1 point, but hopefully next game will be all right.
Cliff seems to be a manager that inspires young players, inspires talent. He's only in his early 30s as well. Is that a fair comment about Cliff, and is he a good role model to young players?
To me, to be fair, he's a good role model. That's why I joined Haybridge, because of him. I played with him against Maldon, and I saw the way he plays, and he's a really good player. So he's my good role model, to be fair, and he teaches you what you need, and he tells you what you need to do. So to be fair, I think he's a good manager for me and for the other players as well. I think he's a good manager, to be fair. That's the reason. That's the main reason why I'm at the club as well. And I love the club. I live in Chelmsford. So for now, I think I'm quite happy with everything here.
It's a difficult game next Saturday. We're absolutely flying, aren't they? And then we're back here on the Tuesday with Waltham Abbey. A difficult few games. But do you think what's going to be the secret into getting 3 or 4 wins to keep us up? Are the players positive, or are they being having the positivity drummed into them by Gavin and Cliff?
Yeah, I think Cliff is going to drive us in a good, good way, because all we just need now is just keep focused and work hard for the team, and each and every one of us as individual players, we need just to work hard for the team and stay up. The way game, I'm not really thinking a lot about it, but I've got confidence we're gonna win it, and I don't think we beat Harlow. They beat Harlow. I was not here yet, but I've got confidence. The team we got right now in the changing room, we are capable of to win all the games left. Really.
And just finally, how will you reflect on your time at Avely and Justin Gardner being your manager? Because he's tweeted out, good luck on your move to Haybridge this morning.
Yeah, Avely is Justin is a good manager, and I liked him in person as well. I left the club because it's a bit far for me to travel there for an hour to go training. I live in Chelmsford, so Haybridge is my home. So I want to fight for my home club, and I'm from around here. So Justin is a good manager, and he likes me, and I like him too. So the players likes me. Everything was good there, but I just had to make a decision at the end. I need to be here.
And when you get on the score sheet, have you got any sort of celebration moves that you might plan or something? So we've got a photographer in the right place, because one of the West Brom goals this lunchtime, there was somersaulting going on the telly. Have you got any moves or anything up your sleeve that you might be able to do on the pitch when you get on the score sheet?
I don't know yet. Oh my God, I scored so many goals last season and this season quite a few, but I don't really celebrate, because I feel like scoring goals is just something that I'll do every time I got a chance. So I don't know, really. I might think for, I don't know.
No somersaulting.
I'll try to do a somersault.
It might be a bit dangerous if you get injured, though. That's always a worry, isn't it? When if you try and do anything too extravagant and you want to get injured, you get your manager saying, "Oh, thanks for that."
No, I used to do gymnastics when I was young, so I'm quite really good at it. So,
watch this space.
Yeah.
Okay, Shami, welcome to the club. Thank you very much.
Thank you.